Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Please join us for this hour of thanksgiving and praise as we invest this time in God's presence. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time that we can spend in your presence. in your time. In the words of a familiar song, how can we say thanks for the things you have done for us? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for us. The voices of a million angels could not express our gratitude. All that we have or ever hope to be, we owe it all to you. To you, O God, be the glory for the great things that you have done. Lord, as we continue our time with you and with your word, spoken and in song, draw us closer to you. Help us to see you more clearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day and moment by moment. Keep us in the center of your love, in the palm of your hand. And help us to practice the presence of your Spirit. Teach us to worship and to praise and to thank you. Amen.
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings as well as our statement of faith and so much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Express my praise, but I will lift
This is your call to worship and praise.
Thy enemies scatter, they fall. God, we thank you that you've made us worthy to come into your presence. What a wonderful joy, by a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory, and you're the lifter of my head.
Folks, we should continue to meditate on Thanksgiving as we enjoyed that special holiday just a few days ago. And let the thanksgiving and praise continue as we are reminded in God's Word to praise God for who He is, what He has done, and is doing in our lives. Rejoice as God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. As we soon will be surrounded with the sights and sounds of celebrating the birth of Christ and all that means to us, may our hearts continue to thank God for all that Christ's coming to this earth means to us. God instructs us to, in everything, give thanks. Of course, that's a lot easier to do when things are going good. He's not giving us an impossible mission. He knows all things, and He created us. So He understands what it takes for us to have that in everything give thanks attitude. And because He is all-knowing, He knows that all things will work together for good to those who love Him. As Paul proclaims in Romans 8, 28 and 29, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. And although sorrow and weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. In everything give thanks. Let us think on these things as we look into God's Word regarding praise and then thanksgiving. Praise Him. Psalm 69 is where we begin. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not His prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise Him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. From Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. From Psalm 135, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. Then from Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. As the psalmist David reminds us in Psalm 150, music is important when expressing our praise. Praise ye the Lord. Again, this is Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, thank Him. We begin in 1 Chronicles chapter 23. The work of the Levites was to assist the priests, the descendants of Aaron, as they served at the house of the Lord. They also took care of the courtyards and side rooms, helped perform the ceremonies of purification, and served in many other ways in the house of God. They were in charge of the sacred bread that was set out on the table, the choice flour for the grain offerings, the wafers made without yeast, the cakes cooked in olive oil, and the other mixed breads. They were also responsible to check all the weights and measures, and, catch this folks, and each morning and evening they stood before the Lord to sing songs of thanks and praise to Him. In Daniel chapter 2, we see that Daniel gave a testimony of sorts as how God provided his needs specifically. In verse 20, we begin, "He, Daniel, said, 'Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You have told me what we asked of you and revealed to us what the king demanded.'" It's very important that we recognize God's blessings, as Paul referred to in both of his letters to the church in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, "Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing." Colossians 3, "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." And finally, from Ephesians chapter 5, "Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Me glad, oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
Because of what the Lord has done for us.
call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we continue our attitude of thanksgiving from just a few days ago. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You are invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website as well. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise.
Draw near.